Talking about farming again, if you expected a, you might expect a big crop from a field because the soil would be very
fertile.
What would you call the flat lowland along the stream that might overflow in the spring? And
bottom land.
Okay. And how about the low-lying grass field? Or a field that might be good for nothing other than raising grass and clover and alfalfa. Okay. And how about a place where there was some water that was standing in it for a good part of the time?
Swamp.
How about if it might be a little farther inland? It might have more trees in it. Any other names for it you might have called it?
No, they're the fields.
Okay. How about the near the seashore where there's some salt hay grows?
Coast, surf.
Well, what would you call the area where the grass might be growing?
Sand dunes.
Okay, all right. There's sometimes
lowlands.
Yeah, well, in the sand dunes there might be grass growing, and it'd be different from the sand dunes because you might call it some.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That's the lowlands, like down Florida, the Everglades. And, oh boy.
Well.
Backwaters and.
And what kind of different?
Marshes.
All right. What kind of different soil might you have in the field?
Well, it'd have sandy, clay, and loam. That's the three kinds of soil.
Three kinds. Say you were trying to, you just mentioned marshes. If you're trying to drain the marshes, and you wouldn't, well, say you were just getting water off the marshes, you might say they were being...
Being drained, or you'd have to dig a canal, or,
okay.
Or a ditch.
Are there different names for that size thing that you use to drain it? Other than canal or ditch?
Well, no, of course, you could use a sewer pipe and stuff of that kind, but the only use for draining marshlands and is canals and ditches.
Okay. And how about the shallow part of the sea, or tidal stream? It's fairly narrow, and then flows in and out with the tide. Do you have a name for that?
Kind of the land or the stream?
The stream.
Branches or creeks or tributaries? Or
well, what's the smallest?
Creek.
Okay, and what would be the next, what would be a bigger one than a creek?
A river.
Nothing in between a creek and a river?
Oh, no, frankly, I don't believe there is. Between a creek, canal, and a river, I don't think there's anything between them.
What about maybe a difference between a salt and a freshwater stream?
Yeah.
You'd call them both by the same names?
They call them by the same name.
Okay.
Freshwater streams.
All right. What about a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water? What would you call that? This is the land now that we're talking about.
Now you want the water or
the land, the formation.
The valley.
Okay. And what was the name of that again? You just said? I don't think I heard that properly. It was root.
Let's see.